Morning Watch, The Christian Life, Week 1, The Intrinsic Significance of the Christian Life, Wednesday, Related Verses, Ephesians 4, 1 through 3 and 4. I beseech you, therefore, I, the prisoner in the Lord, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, bearing one another in love, being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling. John 7:37-39. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." But this he said concerning the Spirit, whom those who believed into him were about to receive, for the Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. 1 Corinthians 1:2. To the Church of God, which is in Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, the called saints, with all those who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in every place, who is theirs and ours. 1 Corinthians 10:3-4. And all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:13. For also in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one Spirit. Related reading. The first item of a walk worthy of God's calling is to keep the oneness, and the second is to grow up into Christ the head. The third item is to learn Christ as the reality is in Jesus. In order to have the virtues spoken of in Ephesians 4:2, we need a transformed humanity. In our natural humanity, there is no lowliness, meekness, or long-suffering. But these virtues are to be found in our transformed humanity, that is, in the humanity of Jesus. Meekness and lowliness are characteristics of the humanity of Jesus. Matthew 11:29. Any meekness or lowliness that we may seem to have in ourselves is a pretense and cannot survive any real testing. Praise the Lord that the humanity of Jesus in his resurrection life can be ours today. The more we are transformed, the more the humanity of Jesus we have. By having the humanity of the resurrected Christ, we spontaneously have the virtues required to keep the oneness of the Spirit. The genuine oneness in the triune God is seen in the picture of the tabernacle, with its 48 boards of acacia wood overlaid with gold. In themselves, the boards were separate from one another, but in the gold, they were one. The bars that held the boards together were also made of acacia wood overlaid with gold. The golden bars signify the uniting Spirit. The acacia wood signifies humanity, and the gold signifies the divine nature. This indicates that the uniting Spirit is not merely the Holy Spirit of God, but the Holy Spirit mingled with our spirit. The mingled spirit is seen in Romans 8. The spirit in verse 4 is our human spirit mingled with God's Holy Spirit. Furthermore, verse 16 clearly points to the mingled spirit, that is, the spirit with our spirit. In the mingled spirit, which constitutes the uniting bars, there is the transformed humanity with the virtues of lowliness, meekness, and long-suffering. For years I tried to be meek and lowly, but I failed time after time. Eventually I learned that the lowliness, meekness, and long-suffering in Ephesians 4:2 are not to be found in our natural humanity, but are characteristics of the transformed humanity, the humanity of Jesus Christ. The transformed humanity, with all its virtues, is typified by the acacia wood within the uniting bars. This indicates that in the uniting spirit there is the transformed humanity, our humanity transformed by the resurrection life of Christ. Keeping the oneness of the Spirit requires transformation. If you have not been transformed, you will not have the lowliness or the meekness necessary to keep the oneness. The more we have been transformed, the more we spontaneously inherit lowliness, meekness, and long-suffering. All these virtues are our heritage by transformation. The oneness of the Spirit cannot be kept by babyish or childish Christians. It can be kept only by the transformed ones. Those who are natural and fleshly cannot be meek, lowly, or long-suffering. They cannot keep the oneness because nothing in their natural being can ever enable them to keep it. Therefore, I wish to emphasize the fact once again that 4:2 implies the need of transformation. We have problems with oneness because we are so natural, so fleshly, and so much in ourselves. But if we have been transformed, we keep the oneness spontaneously, because in our transformed humanity, we have lowliness, meekness, and long-suffering. Ephesians 4:2 indicates the need of transformation, and 4:3 indicates the need of the cross. We need to be transformed in order to have lowliness, meekness, and long-suffering, and we need to be crossed out in order to have the uniting bond of peace. Then we will keep the oneness of the Spirit.